This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating into IME, Independent Medical Evaluation. Claimant Francis, LABOZETTA, claim number NJU00163090, Gen X number NI1RJ5, date of injury 5/3/18, date of exam 1/18/23, WCB number G2046697. Injury, causal relationship of major depressive disorder, claim type, workers' compensation. Francis Lopez Zeta was seen on January 18th of 2023. She was reminded that doctor-patient confidentiality did not apply to our meeting, and that our discussion was not confidential. Francis Labazetta is a 51-year-old single female who resides with her two daughters, ages 19 and 29, and her granddaughter, age 1.5 years. She was working as a home health aide since 1993, until her injury on May 3rd of 2018. She states that the home health agency that she was working for sought a second worker for a client, but she ended up going alone without a second staff member. Woman she helped was soiled and heavy. She said she helped her maneuver from the wheelchair to the couch. On the next day, she was experiencing right-sided numbness and an inability to move. She went to the emergency room and states she was referred to physical therapy, but it was, quote, not helping me, unquote. She also worked with a chiropractor, Dr. Finger, who, quote, didn't help, unquote. She switched to working with a Dr. Shapiro and a Dr. Priolo, P-R-I-O-L-O, and states seeing them 3 times a week has helped her pain. She said she's been told she has experienced nerve damage. She's also been seeing a psychologist, Dr. Linden, L-Y-N-D-E-N, on a weekly basis, and she reports finding it very helpful. Things that they're working on include, quote, I'm not myself, unquote, and sad and tearful that she quote, can't do my trade, unquote. The agency that employed her was Personal Touch Home Care. She reports the only medication she's able to tolerate is lidocaine pain patches, which she does use. Her past psychiatric history is notable for being in therapy when her son was experiencing some psychiatric issues. She denies any history of suicide attempts or psychiatric inpatient admissions. Her past medical history is notable for peptic ulcer disease, a cervical and a lumbar disc disease with chronic pain, history of a tubal ligation, history of cholecystectomy, and history of an umbilical hernia. Her family psychiatric history is known for her son having ADHD, as well as possibly a bipolar. He's currently age 30. Her daughter went through a difficult time several years ago when her close friend was murdered. But states she is functioning well now. She denies alcohol use. She denies drug use. And she says there's no family history of substance abuse. Her whole social history is notable for that she just recently moved. She grew up in Babylon, New York, with six adoptive siblings. Her adoptive mother died December 20th of 2021 after a bout with COVID. And she states her adoptive father died more than 10 years ago. She said her mother, who adopted her, had over 60 foster children. She says her three children have three different fathers, one who is deceased. She states she is currently searching for a job that she might be able to do herself for a few hours. She says a lot of companies won't hire someone who has a workers' compensation case that's active. She sometimes does go to church. Mental status exam, she looks younger than her stated age. She uses a cane and states someone drove her to the appointment at her request. She was casually dressed, fluent speech, frequently tearful, using many tissues to dry her tears during our discussion. Reported, I can't live like this. Decreased self-esteem, mood, depressed, anhedonic, increased time at home, decreased interests, decreased socialization, increased appetite, 10 pounds weight gain, poor sleep, about 3 hours a night, no active hallucinations, but sometimes thinks her name might be being called. No delusions, but does sometimes feel like things are stacked up against her. Denies visual hallucinations. Panic attacks three times a night with active sweating. She's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment, fair. Feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, feeling overwhelmed, denies suicidal ideation, denies homicidal ideation. My impression is that she does meet criteria for major depressive disorder. A moderate episode without psychotic features. She also meets criteria for panic disorder. She does utilize cognitive behavioral techniques supplied by her psychologist. She gave some examples of some thoughts that need correcting, such as, quote, I feel stupid about my life, quote, I've lost me, unquote. Um, My she said that she has had trouble tolerating medications, both in the past and recently, vomiting after taking Zoloft. So she is wary of taking any medication for depression or anxiety. She does find the weekly sessions for CBT with her therapist very helpful, and intends to continue that treatment. A new paragraph. I believe that her current episode of depression and panic attacks is causally related to her injury. I believe that the injury is responsible for causing the condition to the degree of 100%. Maximum medical improvement has not been reached. She should continue to receive weekly treatments, weekly sessions with her psychologist for the next 4 to 6 months. And her mental state could be reevaluated at that time. At this point, her impairment is severe. New paragraph. I hereby certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion. The information contained within this document was prepared and reviewed by me and is the work product of the undersigned and is true to the best of my knowledge and information. I further affirm that I've reviewed the report and attest to its accuracy.